There is the story. In which the Suras and the Asuras were having great battle. And the Asuras had taken control and defeated the demigods. So they approached the Supreme Lord Narayan, praying for his mercy. So he told them that they should make a treaty with the demons and together work to churn the ocean of milk using the Mandara Mountain as a churning rod and the serpent Vasuki as the rope. And by churning the ocean of milk, the nectar of immortality would come. So, out of great desire to achieve this Amrit, the demigods agreed to cooperate with the demons agreed to cooperate with the demigods for this great churning of the ocean of milk. It's a very long and beautiful story. But when they first started churning it, the mountain started sinking deeper and deeper. So the demigods and the demons were helpless. The demigods began to pray to the Lord. So the Lord incarnated as Kurama Avatar, a very gigantic tortoise. And he laid under the mountain and used it, and he became the pivot in which the mountain was resting. And it is described that though this mountain was so huge, all the demigods and all the demons could not lift it. The Lord himself had to lift it and bring it there. But for Kurama, with this great mountain scratching on his back, he felt very satisfied, because by his own divine will he had an itch on his back at the time, and he felt that the demigods and the demons were together scratching his back. The churning went on, then the mountain started going this way and that way, and they couldn't keep it steady. So again they had to call out to the Supreme Lord. So the Lord appeared as Ajita and stood on top of the mountain holding it in one place. And then they began to churn again. And the first thing that happened is Vasuki became very mighty, very much exhausted by being used as this rope. So fire started pouring out of his mouth, producing great heat. So then the Lord incarnated in the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness to give relief to the serpent Vasuki, as well as the demons and the demigods. And then they began to churn again. The first thing that came out as a product of their churning was this poison called Halahala. And this poison was so powerful that just its vapors would have destroyed all life in the whole universe. So again, they all began to pray to Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu told the demigods, you should go to Lord Shiva. He will save you. So they approached Lord Shiva, and out of compassion for all living beings, Lord Shiva drank all the poison, and his throat became black, and he became known as Kalakanta or Nilakanta. And this is a decoration showing that Lord Shiva was willing to perform the greatest service to the Lord, of being willing to risk his own life to be compassionate to other living beings. They continued the churning, and so many wonderful things came out. The horse, Uchaishrava, appeared, and that was given to Bali Maharaj to be his horse. And then Airavata, the elephant, came out, and that was claimed by Indra to be his carrier. And then Surabhi cow came out, and that was given to the Brahmins and Rishis to perform yajna. And beautiful apsaras, everything was coming out, and everyone involved was claiming proprietorship over various gifts from the churning of the ocean of milk. And then Lakshmi Devi came out. Lakshmi Devi appeared in this world through the churning of the ocean of milk. And everyone wanted to marry Lakshmi because she was so beautiful. All the men of both the demons and the demigods were proposing to her. And they were all hoping she would stop and accept them. But she just walked past everyone and went right to Ajita Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and placed the garland of victory over him. And then there was a wonderful, wonderful wedding ceremony between Lakshmi and Narayan. And then they continued the journey. And ultimately, the goal that they all had was to achieve this Amrit. And out from the ocean of milk came the beautiful avatar of Lord Vishnu of the name Dhanvantari. And he was holding a beautiful golden pot. And in that pot was the nectar of immortality, which can give a person who tastes it great power. Of the demons wanted it, power to conquer. The demigods wanted it, power to maintain their control. The devotees want it simply because it's the prasad of the Lord to purify their hearts. So immediately, the demons, who were more powerful than the demigods at the time, they attacked Dhanvantari and grabbed the pot of nectar from his hands. So again, the demigods were in great distress. They have already been defeated. Now the demons will become millions of times more powerful if they drink this nectar. So they began to pray to Lord Vishnu. And let Vishnu incarnated as Mohini Murti, the most beautiful female form that the eyes could behold. And immediately upon seeing her, all the demons wanted her to be their own. So they all, and she was glancing at each one of them. So each one was thinking that she loves only me. She doesn't like anyone else, but she's attracted to me. So everyone was convinced, every one of the demons, that she will choose me to be her husband. And she was smiling at them very nicely. And meanwhile, the demons were fighting over. They won the nectar, but then they couldn't get along amongst each other. They were fighting who to take it first. And they were grabbing it from one another, and no one was getting it. It's similar. Everything is the property of God in this world. Yet the demonic mentality claims everybody is trying to claim proprietorship over God's property, and nations are fighting, and individuals are fighting. Everyone's fighting over what belongs to God. So this is the nature of demons, or the demoniac mentality. So finally, Mohini was so beautiful that they decided unanimously that whoever Mohini Murti gives the nectar to first, that's who should get it. But each of them were thinking that she loves only me, because look at how she's smiling and looking at me. So I will get the nectar. So Mohini, please, we'll give the nectar to you, and you decide who gets it. So she began to speak in bewildering words. She said, "Why you are trusting me? I am a woman without any escort coming to a place like this. You should not trust me. I may cheat you." And they all began to laugh. "Yes, yes, you are speaking very nicely." So then she took the nectar and she began to pour it in the mouths of all the demigods. And all the demons, they were so much attracted to her, attached to her, that they were afraid to say anything against her. But Rahu disguised himself as a demigod and sat right next to Chandra, Soma. And the nectar went in his mouth. And then Chandra said, "This is my enemy, Rahu. So So Mohinimurti chopped off his head with the Sudarshan Chakra. Haribol. Anyways, at one time during this whole event, the demigods were so much anxious to get this nectar that Mohinimurti, after they found out that she was giving it all to the demons, I mean the demigods, it is explained that there was a scuffle. Places, every 12 years the nectar rises, and anyone who bathes in the waters at that time gets great, great material and spiritual benefits according to your consciousness. So there are four places where the Kumbh Mela, Prayag, this year is the Ard Kumbh Mela, or the half Kumbh Mela, 6 years. And here at Nasik, just 2 years ago was the Maha Kumbh Mela. And Ujjain and Haridwar was also a few years back. So it is considered very, very auspicious blessing to bathe in these four holy places. And this place is called Ram Ghat or Ram Tirtha. When Lord Sri Ramchandra was living here in Panchavati, he would daily take his bath in this kund, and this is also the place where the drop of nectar fell. So at this time we will all have the wonderful opportunity of taking bath in this holy body of water. These lakes are made of the sacred water of the river Godavari. Gange cha jamuna chaiva Godavari Saraswati Navari Sindhukavari Jalishmin Chanitim Puru. Of the seven holy rivers of India, Godavari is one. Ganga, Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Kaveri, Sindhu, Krishna, which other? Eight rivers?
Seven.
So now, do you all have your bathing paraphernalia here, or it is in the bus? Huh? You all have it here? For the nectar of devotion. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we want to bathe in the nectar of devotion. We are praying that the Lord, through these holy waters, will purify our mind, purify our hearts, purify our sins, so we will be relieved of all these things, so we can engage in undivided loving devotional service to the Lord and His devotees. Hare Krishna.